Capitalism versus charity and handouts, or in other words, who really has done more to lift people out of poverty? IRS agents or innovators like Bill Gates or Steve Jobs? Back with our freedom fighters, Gutfeld, Skinner, and Mangu Ward. Catherine, this time to you first. Can anybody seriously make the argument that government handouts do more good for more people than jobs do for them?
I mean, I'm going to side with Bill Gates as a great man every day. The fact is that when we tax people, we're taking their resources from them. And whether that tax benefit is for a charitable donation or whether it's a corporate tax that gets Bill Gates where it hurts, it's the government picking and choosing. And I'd rather that the government choose corporate actors over charitable givers. But, you know, sadly, it doesn't work that way.
Skinner, if you took the 40% of your income, I'm not sure what the law is in Michigan, what the state income tax is, but let's say you're in the 39% bracket, and didn't have to give it to the government, but could spend it yourself. Couldn't you do more good for more people with that money that the feds take from you than the feds do with it?
Well, you know, it depends. There are two. I'm all for capitalism, Judge. But you know what? The Social Security, when that started, it took 2/3 of the elderly out of poverty because what we made a generational agreement. Look, you're not going to be able to work till the day you die. So I'm going to put a little bit in that so that when I can't work anymore, there's a safety net. Well, so you know, what if there was no tax? And then there's projects like you say. If I spent my money, there are projects that no one wants to spend their money on, like medical research. They can't find,
Skinner,
the people who
Skinner,
have a self-interest
I
in that.
I love you. I love when you come on here, and I love when you make the big government argument. But no one would argue in favor of Social Security today. It's a Ponzi scheme. If the four of us engaged in it, we'd go to jail for it. It's bankrupt. It's broke. It doesn't pay for itself. It doesn't provide subsistence. It's a myth.
If Social Security was so popular, then let people have the option to opt out. See who wants it, who doesn't. I would opt out now after spending 20 years in the workforce and losing all that money. I would opt out and not get that money, and I don't care.
Skinner, go ahead.
Yeah, and then what happens if your world falls through? No safety net for you. You're on
my, my brain is my safety net. I will invest my money wisely.
The welfare of our Constitution would not allow us to do that. We are not that kind of person.
Catherine, jump in on this, please. I love Nancy, but I've never heard anybody defend Social Security like this.
Well, the Social Security safety net is undoubtedly full of holes right now. It's just another illustration of how the government, even when it has the best intentions, even when it has the kind of admirable goals that Nancy's describing, it's not great at executing them. And I'd rather go with Greg, and maybe he and I can get together and invest our cash.
There you go.
Isn't a job? Hang on, Nancy. Hang on, Nancy. Isn't a job?
Has ever done.
Do you accept this statement? A job is better than a handout.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So Costco, which provides 75,000 jobs, and Microsoft, which provides 90,000 jobs, and Walmart, which provides 100,000 jobs. If you add these things up, they're doing more good than Social Security is.
But people cannot work till the day they die, and there are people among us who are disabled and cannot work, let's face it. That's why we do have a safety net here, because we've decided that we are better people and that we need to have a safety net and make sure people live a life of dignity.
Give people the option of having the safety net or not having it. That's
about,
all we ask for.
Here's what I want to ask you about, Greg.
Yeah.
How about people who are seniors, who are in Social Security, who've paid into it, who rely on it for their existence? Even if it is unconstitutional, even if it is bankrupt, we're not talking about stopping it for them. We're talking about reforming it for the generations that are behind them.
Exactly. There has to be a cutoff point where we go, okay, 15 years from now, it's over. But I want to go back to charities just for one point. The best charity you can find is me. If you send money to me, Greg Gutfeld, 100%. Will come to me.
Greg,
I can guarantee you
is
that.
Is this some kind of a ruse on Freedom Watch?
But then later,
you're coming here and asking
for
money on Thanksgiving?
When I get all that money, then I will dole that money out to you when you're older. You start sending me the money now, 10, 15 years from now, I'll start giving you the money. That's how it works.
Isn't that what the government
Greg,
does? As ridiculous as that sounds, Skinner?
Who would fund the roads, okay? Roads, hospitals. Individuals don't fund these things that are commonalities. That's why we contribute to a society, so that we have the infrastructure, the educational. You know, most charities actually goes to religious organizations. How do you feel about that? I mean, that most money that goes there. The rest is education. Some kids can't afford an education. Charity goes to help them become educated and go out and create jobs.
Catherine.
So there's a role for both.
Catherine, Nancy, Greg, happy Thanksgiving to you. Thanks for joining us today.
Happy Thanksgiving.
It's been a pleasure.